Once again, at the 2013 Farm Progress Show in the DuPont Pioneer booth, and Luke Davies is standing here in front of me with DuPont Pioneer, and we're standing in their A-Seed booth, so it's very refreshing. First of all, Luke, tell me a little bit about what you do for the company.
Yeah, so I'm the Senior Marketing Manager for the Heartland Business Unit, which really covers the geography of Eastern Missouri, all of Illinois, and then all of Indiana.
Well, I know that you've had a steady flow of traffic, so walk me through your booth here on what attendees have been able to take in.
Yeah, so you mentioned the first one's the air conditioning, but as soon as you come into our booth, you're greeted by an option that really intrigues a lot of our families and our young generation that come in, which is a giant cornfield almost as a backdrop that we snap a picture. They kind of can choose a sign that portrays something exciting for them, Twitter, Facebook, and digital social media. And as you progress from there, a big highlight for our crowd has been Pioneer Field 360, which is really our new precision agronomy tool and working with growers to really develop better productivity through better relationships.
What products are you trying to get out to the consumers here? What are their questions?
So the next big thing is really about what's coming down the line with technology. And if we start on the corn side, the industry-leading Optimum Aquamax drought product in corn has been a huge highlight for a lot of our people. As they're coming off last year in the heat and the challenges, and then looking at this year, even with some of the stress we've had in certain areas. So they're really excited about that. The other option is our AcreMax Extreme. And if you've heard much about the rootworm pressures through central Illinois and in other parts of the country, the real goal there is around the dual mode of action below ground for rootworm control that really enhances the product's lifespan and really can offset some of the pressure and susceptibility for resistance.
Well, what's kind of been the feedback from your growers that have walked through your booth that have used this stuff out in the field?
They're really excited with the control they've seen. There's a lot of options in the marketplace, and what our focus is really the right product, right acre, and we try to live that every day. And when we work with our growers, they're really excited about what they're seeing on their farms because we've taken that time to understand what they're trying to produce.
Well, let's look into the future. It's coming down the pipeline. What can we see?
So as you go into 2014, we're getting ready to launch that 2014 sales year, and we think about next year's crop. Top of mind for guys, number one, is productivity. And the next thing beyond productivity is not only that high producing acre, but if you look at the demand for corn and soybeans across the board, they're really focused on finding those products that go on their tougher environments as well as those high yielding environments. So it still comes back to the right genetics and product placement.
Once again, talking with Luke Davies here at the DuPont Pioneer booth at the Farm Progress Show about what growers across the country can see currently on the marketplace with them and then in the future. I'm Jamie Johansson.